Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Reggie wrote us on Instagram. He says, "Hey guys, I need some outside opinions. I just got engaged to my fiance and I love her." Oh, congratulations, Reggie. "She's great, but here's the issue. She's really into Disney. I always knew she liked it, but I kind of assumed it was something that she'd grow out of as we got a little older." And he goes, "No. Now we're planning the wedding. She wants the whole thing at Disneyland. Not just the location, but a full experience. She wants to be like Cinderella or something," is his quote. "And me to be some prince." Okay. "Like costumes and all. I told her I just want to wear a normal suit and have a normal wedding. She thinks I'm being a buzzkill. She keeps saying that this has been her dream forever and I should just go along with it because it would make her happy." He says, "This is the first I'm learning of this. Part of me gets that she's a Disney adult, but another part of me is sitting here thinking, is this what the rest of my life is going to look like? Disney everything, Disney trips, future kids in costumes." And then he goes, "Oh, God."
Yeah, that's it, though.
Well,
I mean,
she's a Disney adult.
That's kind of how it goes.
He goes, he says, "I don't want to fight, but I also don't want to say yes to something that makes me super uncomfortable and is really going to be cheesy just to keep the peace. Am I wrong for wanting to put my foot down on this? Do I just suck it up and live out this goofy Disney fairy tale? Or is it okay for me to say this is just too much?" He goes on to finish by saying, "Do you guys have Disney adults who listen that can convince me that this really won't be stupid?" Wraps things up by saying, "Anyway, maybe you want to read this on the show. You're fun to listen to, and I thought I would IG you. Peace." And that's from Reggie.
Gosh, Reggie sounds so chill.
He sounds so chill.
Your kind of dude.
Unless it comes to Disney weddings.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun!
But I get it. I get wanting to know what you're getting yourself into, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
And if he's not into the whole Disney experience, then I guess you can say no. I mean, is there a compromise here? I don't know. It's hard to get through to Disney adults sometimes, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, and again, I've never been there. I've never been to the land or the world. So
I know.
It's hard for me to grasp the allure of a place like that. That I've just heard is a lot of standing in line and spending money on crappy food. Like that's kind like what I've heard it is. Like
I will disagree with you on that. I've been within the past. I don't know when was the last time we went. 5 years. I don't know.
Okay, so you
food was delish.
Okay,
the food was on point. Lines weren't that bad, and not gonna lie, it was kind of a magical experience.
So you could speak to this way more than I could because I only know what they show me on social media. And
right.
Yeah, like,
but that being said, I don't know if I could go through with a gigantic Disney wedding where my wife is a cartoon character and I'm dressed up like a prince.
But again, if that's what she's wanted her whole life, like maybe there's some kind of compromise you can make, you know?
Run. Here's what we're
going
to do. Let's open up the phone lines. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Disney adults, sound off for people that have had their weddings at Disney. Anybody. We want to hear from you. It's a goofy Friday topic. All things Disney here. Should this guy go through with the Disney wedding to appease his wife, or should he say, nah, hard pass? Hi, Chris. Good morning.
How's it going, JKJ?
Whoa, hey. Super dupes. What do you think about Reggie's situation about the Disney wedding?
So, I think the fact that she didn't communicate this.
Chris, your phone sucks.
Oh, that's pretty bad, yeah.
Josh is going to get with Chris and see if we can get him in a better spot. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning. Okay, what are your thoughts on Reggie's wedding?
So I'm going to say do a Disney honeymoon, but not a wedding. I'm a wedding planner. And so years ago, I had a friend that got married there. $30,000 minimum. You're getting married in a hotel, not on the land, but in a Disneyland property. And it was well coordinated. So I'm telling you, it was lovely. But she had to have a lunch wedding. And then leaving, flying out, we flew out with her parents. And she had to call them to use their credit card because she had maxed out all her cards.
Oh.
And they couldn't pay for their next hotel for the rest of their honeymoon trip.
Oh,
so
man.
Definitely Disney honeymoon.
Okay.
Maybe that, you know, blends the piece. But Disney weddings, so much money. for not a lot of bang for your buck. But it was magical, and we did wear princess dresses, and, you know, we felt like princesses.
I bet.
So there's that.
Okay. Well, I've always wanted to feel like a princess. I like the compromise.
You would be a great princess.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes. Wrinkle-free skin.
Thank you. I know. I would be the perfect princess.
Such a pretty princess.
Nicole, thank you for listening.
Disney honeymoon.
We appreciate you listening.
Have a good day, guys.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye.
Chris is good, by the way.
Wow. Thank you. So that's a good compromise,
doing the
honeymoon.
Well,
I don't know where to put that down. I'm like yes or no here on my sheet, but...
Well, yes, because you're doing the wedding.
Yeah.
No, but you're not doing the Disney wedding. You're doing the Disney honeymoon instead.
Instead of the wedding, yeah.
I'll just put HM on there for honeymoon.
And that's more just for them.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
There we go. All right, we got you in a better spot. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I think it's really... she should have communicated something that this is... Like, that's major, and... Like the previous caller said, like, that's ridiculously expensive. I know I spent a lot on a wedding, but the Disney weddings are just insane. But that whole lifestyle is just nuts. And I feel like those people are in a cult.
Oh,
well, let's hold up. They just get into it. It's their thing. Everybody's got like something that they're just kind of into.
Yes.
It just happens to be Disney.
Yeah, but like when it becomes your personality, that's when it's a cult.
I agree with that.
An aggressive word, but yeah.
Yeah,
when you
yeah.
start talking like Mickey Mouse all the time, Chris, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
I want everybody that calls in to talk like Mickey now. All right, so what are you saying, Chris? You're saying don't do it because it's a cult.
Well, I mean, he needs to sit down and have a frank conversation with her and be like, this is coming out of nowhere. You know, we need to have serious conversations about this.
All right. So as of right now, I'm going to put you down in camp no and have the conversation.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm camp no because I'm against the cult.
Yeah. Okay. Cult-like vibes, remember?
We got it, Chris. Jeez. Hey, Chris. Hakuna Matata. Have a great day.
Means no worries. Y'all are the best. All right, bye.
Thank you, Chris. Bye. Chris. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is.
Here's Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, what's up?
You are Rachel. We love it when our listeners call in. It's all about you guys. So what are your thoughts?
I'm camp no marriage. How do you not know? She's a Disney adult. This is a huge... piece of her personality. That's my take on it.
I am a little surprised that this hasn't been discussed before, but maybe he proposed and now they're talking weddings and she's like, here's what I want to do.
Yeah,
sounds sus to me. I don't know. Well, it's a part of your personality. What else don't you know? That's what I wonder.
Well, and he said that he knew that she liked Disney. He just thought that she'd grow out of it, and it looks like it's going to continue.
Well, if I was her, I'd say, you don't understand me then. If you think I'm going to grow out of this, there's some communication things there, I think. Mm. That's my take.
Mm-hmm. Or this guy's just oblivious. I feel like this guy's a little oblivious, too. Like, if she is.
Yeah, I think if you want to nod your head for your marriage, okay, sure, do the wedding that you don't want. But if you want to start it off a different way, I say you got to start somewhere, and that might be holding off a little bit.
Dang, Rachel.
So you got to put me down camp no. Camp
I got
no.
you down camp
okay.
no. Rachel, Hakuna Matata.
Okay, bye.
Hi, Patience. Thanks for holding.
Oh, that's funny.
See what I did? Hi.
How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Dropped on my kid and going to Cast Rock today.
Well, great. What are your thoughts on Reggie's email?
I'm going to go pick up some Disney stuff, you know, go to Kohl's, see if they have anything left.
Get like a shirt with Tigger on it or something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Eeyore, you know, it's kind of a down day. You know, maybe tomorrow will be a Tigger day.
Yeah, it's a fine day.
I'm trying to get the vibe off you. Are you making fun of Disney or are you for this?
No, I love Disney, but I've had 5 kids and I've grown up with my kids and myself in Disney. And there's a time where you just kind of got to call it a quits, you know, like. You can still love it, but from a distance. Why? You're starting a new marriage, so why would you start it in a pretend world? I mean...
Oh.
But it's so unique, and, like, the pictures would be kind of fun, and, I don't know, maybe everybody will be talking about it, like, oh, my God, you were Prince Charming, you know?
Well, that's true, too, but, I mean, Halloween, you dress up, but you don't live the rest of your life like that.
Yeah.
And then, too, you're... the cost of it, like they said, is going to be astronomical, and that's going to piss somebody off, to be honest.
Right. And we don't know their financial situation. This, who knows? They could be millionaires. Yeah. This is a drop in the bucket. I don't know. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, if they're not, it is an expensive place to have a wedding, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an expensive place to go for a weekend. It's a few days.
Well,
a
yeah.
week.
And then you're asking all your guests to also pony up that cash to go to Disney to go to a wedding. You
Hells
know?
To the
so,
no is what I'd say to that.
That's an ask.
Hells
for sure.
to the no.
That's part of Disney for me was always that my kids, you know, to see their happiness and to see how much they loved it. That was fun for me. So, I mean,
you wouldn't want to see your wife's happiness, though, and see how much joy it brings her?
No, I wouldn't want to
say
be
no.
that wife.
Yeah. She said no.
Patience, I got to get to a few more calls. Hakuna Matata, have a great weekend.
Hakuna Matata.
All right, see you later. Yeah, we got Bryce, Nelly, and Kellen? Kellen on the line. We'll do Kellen right now. Hi, Kellen.
Hi.
Hey, what are your thoughts on this big old Disney wedding?
I mean, I agree with everybody else. Excuse me, that's called in. It's going to be so expensive, for sure. Unless they can afford that. I mean, if you want to pay for that and spend that much money. But yeah, I mean, weddings are expensive in general. And like the second caller, I agree with her where she said do the Disney honeymoon. I think that's a great idea. Because, yeah, I mean, I feel like this chick has, like, grander, like, ideas of, like, what the wedding's going to be. And if it's going to be in, like, a hotel off property and not, like, you know, downtown Disney where she's probably dreaming of. But.
Yeah. Not the Magic Kingdom, just a hotel.
Yeah.
I would feel so awkward, not only dressed as a prince, but like, you know, they're going to have like Donald Duck standing there and Mickey and like all these people in costumes. He is the worst. He doesn't wear pants. Like, I just feel so awkward having all these goofy characters staring at me through my entire wedding vows. I wouldn't be focused on my wife, you know?
Yeah. And I would not want to be dressed up like that personally. Like, I'm not a center of attention type of person, but if she wants that type of wedding, maybe she might be, but
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like these people need to figure out a lot of their relationship before they move forward.
That's a good point.
Kellen, thank you so much for your call. Have a great weekend. Oh, and Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Happy
Bye.
Friday.
Bye. We got Bryce and Nelly. We'll quickly do Bryce. Hi, Bryce.
Hey there. And, you know, first I got to say, hi, Jay.
keep trying.
Keep trying, I know.
Hi, Bryce. Oh, boy. All right, what are your thoughts?
You know, my thought is actually there's something bigger to talk about, and that is that if he's not interested in it, she may not be the right person for him.
Yeah.
Because I know a friend of mine that had a wedding he's had three weddings, and his final wedding was at Disney, and it was with his person, his tribe. And he's got that person. And I have that same thing. If my wife wanted to do a Disney wedding or a Star Wars wedding, I would not have any problem at all because I would love to do that because I like that too. So if he doesn't want to do it, that's a question mark for him. He probably should just go with this may not work because there may be other things later on that she'll want to do that he doesn't really want to do, and they're going to start fighting.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
It's such a good point because we were talking about that too, how when it comes to Disney couples, they're usually both all in, right? There's not one who's like doesn't like Disney and the other one is obsessed. Like, you kind of have to be both on the same page here because that's a whole life of Disney. After the wedding, there's a whole life.
What's the next thing, like a Disney birth too? Like, all the characters are in the delivery room.
Mickey's catching the baby.
You know, it's like,
Duck is the nurse.
Bryce, thank you, sir. You have a great weekend. Hakuna Matata. Let's wrap things up with Nelly. Hi, Nelly.
Hi.
Hi. Well, you get the final say on this. It's pretty much everyone saying don't do this and have a conversation. But what are your thoughts?
I am a transplant from Florida, Disney adult. I've been in Colorado a little over a year. And I will tell you, once a Disney adult, always a Disney adult. So he has to be ready.
Yeah.
However, there is room for compromise. My partner thinks I'm crazy. She's like, why are you going again? You're always there. I had to give up my Disney pass when I moved to Florida just because of the cost. But I will say, I kind of agree with the other caller. A compromise is good. Now, if they're rich and they're millionaires and they want to do it at Disney, I say go for it. Ball to the wall. Do it. However, if not, maybe a compromise. Honeymoon, like she said, in Disney, and do the wedding somewhere else. That's what you do in a wedding. That's what you do in a partnership. You compromise.
Yeah.
But she's not going to change, and he's got to get ready for that. I am 53 years old. My children are 24 and 32, and we go every year. We meet up. We all live in different states, but we meet up. We go to the Epcot Food and Wine Festival every October. We went to the new park that opened up Epic recently, and I go back and forth all the time from Colorado, and I will die a Disney adult, but my partner Ooh. Doesn't go.
Are you wearing a Disney shirt right now? Are you in Disney gear right now?
I'm actually wearing a Wicked shirt with Wicked Crocs.
That's Disney.
There we go.
How did I nail that? Like, I had a hunch, Nelly. I had a hunch.
Oh, I love that.
One more question. Do you know the lyrics to Hakuna Matata?
I probably do, yeah. Yes. I know all of them. I've seen them all. I've gone to them. I've seen it live.
Do you want to do it right now?
I'm cult. Sing I don't it. Know if I could do it all on the spot.
Give me a little. Hakuna Matata.
Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries.
For the rest of your days.
It's our problem
free.
Philosophy. What? Hakuna.